why Christmas is for everyone. This is Dr. Herbert O'Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy at Campo, California, with Creative Philosophy Vignettes. The title of this vignette is Instant Illumination, Why Christmas is for Everyone. This is something that we've all had a question about in our mind. Why isn't Christmas for everyone? Why isn't Christmas for everyone when we like to think that there's everyone in the universe who is the Christ? Everyone in the universe is God. Everyone in the universe is good. And why is Christmas only for the Christians? Well, it isn't. It isn't. Every religion has their religious festivals and their religious times of harmony and peace, but Christmas has been built up into something like a commercial activity, and that's fine. It's a time of giving presents, it's a time of receiving presents, it's a time of sharing, it's a time of loving, and it transcends all boundaries of religions. It transcends the boundaries of the Christian faith. It transcends the boundary of the Hindus and the Buddhists and the Hebrews and the Muslims and the people of all faiths of all the world, no matter whether they are the Indian tribes or the Polynesians, whoever they may be, it doesn't matter. It transcends that because it's a time of giving. It's a time where everyone is given the concept of sharing, the concept of being one with their family and one with their loved ones and one with everyone. It's a time just to give, and you don't expect something back. You really don't. You always enjoy gifts, of course, but you don't expect it. You're giving it because your heart says, I love you and I want to give this to you. And the gift may be ever so small, it's just the flower, one flower from a child to his mother or daddy. One flower that says, I love you, more profoundly, more wonderfully than the greatest gift of great worth, of great money worth in the world. The treasure, the priceless gift, is a gift of love that's given with the gift. If the gift of love, given with the gift, is innocent and absolute, the gift doesn't really matter. The gift is merely the vehicle through which you express that infinite love, that infinite sharing, that infinite goodness. What sort of gifts are you giving this year? This is the month of December, and in it are many holidays of many different religions, and all of them have the aspect of giving in one nature or another. Now, do you realize, and I know you do you realize that thoughts are things? And when you give a thought, you're giving one of the most wonderful things you could ever give. Now, if each one of us were to just give one thought to the one we loved, what thought would that be? Would that thought be the wish for something for that loved one? Or would that thought be the fulfillment of something for that loved one? Daddy, I see you whole and perfect. I see you whole and perfect, Daddy. I see you whole and perfect. I see you running and jumping and happy as can be, just like a young, beautiful, fantastic being, and playing with me and having fun with me. And Mommy, I see you with the most radiant body alive. You're every organ action function of your body is perfect. I see you, all your skin just is radiant and alive. I see you glorious. You see, what are we seeing? What gift are we giving? Are we giving a gift of emollients, of lotions, of things that we put on the exterior? Or are we giving the gift that goes into the body, that goes into the soul, that goes into the spirit, and never ends? Oh my. When you love your dog, you just hug your dog and you cuddle your dog. You don't expect your dog to bring you a gift. He gives you a gift, of course, just by being. And truly, that's what all of our beings are. And when a dog snuggles up to you, or a cat snuggles up to you, they snuggle up to you, and they give you of their love, and then they go their way. And they're not asking you to pet them or hold them or do anything. If you do, that's all to the good. But they just give. What sort of gift are you going to be giving this Christmas time? What is it that you're going to name your gift? Why is Christmas for everyone? Well, Christmas is a time of giving from our heart and our soul. And if each of us give wholeness out of our heart and soul, give the vision of wholeness, we see everyone whole and perfect. It's starting with individuals, of course. We see every nation at peace, starting with individual nations. We see all in harmony. We see all of the news stories in the world, stories of harmony and peace and love. We see all the movies created, movies of magnificence and beauty and dedication to purpose and dedication to principle and philosophy. We see every person who greets another person doing so in total love. If a person is mentally deranged, we see them balanced and harmonious. If a person has lack of values, we see them surrounded by all of the principle that makes life truly wonderful. We don't belittle the lack. We endorse the good. We endorse the good. We endorse all that which is the powerful and the dynamic and the wonderful, because that truly is who and what we are. Yes, Christmas is for everyone. And Christmas is celebrated by everyone, you can be sure. Little children all over the world, even if they are not in the Christian philosophy, they celebrate Christmas. How many of our Jewish friends own stores in which Christmas is their big selling day? Oh, they appreciate the story of the Christ. They appreciate that story because that brought about Christmas, which brought about this big sale time in their store. And they see it growing, growing, growing now. Let's never take Christ out of Christmas, but let's take the remembrance of the man out of Christmas and put the remembrance of the Spirit in. And let's look at this eternal Spirit, the Christ, that dwells in every one of us, not just in the man Jesus, not just in that 2,000-year-old epic, but today in you and me. And let's put Christ into Christmas, and that is ourself into Christmas. For we are the giver and the receiver. We are the ultimate allness and all that matters. For we are divine right now. Yes, Christmas is for everyone. And you better believe it. Oh, dear. I am so happy. I am so happy. I am so happy. And I love you. I love you. I love you.